Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm very happy to have with me Barbara Bingham. She is the Community Garden Outreach Coordinator, and Joel Hansen, the Community Garden Project Lead. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Good morning, Brooke.
Yeah, good morning, Brooke.
Good morning. It's great to have you here. It's kind of fun to talk about gardens right now when it is cold out there. All the veggies and plants are under a little bit of snow and ice.
Yeah.
We can kind of fantasize about the springtime that is months away. So a fun topic this morning. We're going to chat a little bit about the Sitka Community Garden, and I want to turn to you, Joel, to kind of ask for, I guess, a little bit of history about what is the Sitka Community Garden? Yeah, tell us.
Well, you know, the Blatchley Community Garden closed in 2016, in the fall of 2016, and ever since, a number of us have been interested in trying to figure out how to get another community garden going. And it eventually transpired that the Sitka Local Foods Network and Transition Sitka had a common interest in this, and so they joined together and formed a kind of an ad hoc organization called Sitka Community Gardens to try to advance it. And we proposed collectively, we proposed to the city that we lease some land for the project. We initially had two sites that we'd selected, a site near Volandry Field behind Blatchley, nearby where the old garden used to be, and another site at the top end of Jarvis Street. And after we kicked the idea around and did some outreach and try to find out what people thought of the two different ideas, we eventually settled on the Jarvis Street idea. We approached the assembly with the idea, and it was a little bit more than, it was in, what was it? It was in September of 23 that they actually met and agreed that the idea of having a garden at the top end of Jarvis Street was worthwhile pursuing. So we went ahead and had the site surveyed. It's a half-acre parcel at the top end of Jarvis Street. It's right next to where the what is it called? The Hitkisani.
Oh, the
site for the development for the Sitka Homeless Coalition, which we thought was a nice combination to have the two together there, and we're now basically in the process of negotiating with the city on the terms and conditions for a formal lease agreement. It's been a while getting here, but it's coming. And it's a half acre parcel. It'll be about 45 standard 10-foot by 20-foot plots, and the plots will be made available on a seasonal basis for plot renters, and folks can do, you know, can arrange whatever they want to within their 10-foot by 20-foot plot. It's modeled more or less after the project that the Juneau Community Garden Association put together, and they have a very large community garden that they've been operating for a number of years out in Mendenhall Valley.
And it's the model that you're using, their model, is a cooperative sort of gardening experience. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a cooperative association where the plot renters actually become members of the association for the season, and they have a kind of managerial authority over how the garden is run and the maintenance as well. There will actually be a responsibility associated with membership. It would include not only just the access to the plot, but also a certain very modest number of service hours that plot renters will be obliged to perform for the benefit of the entire garden. So that takes care of maintenance and to a certain extent, and that way we can keep the cost of the plots very low. You know, we anticipate maybe on the order of $40-$45 a year for a 10-foot by 20-foot plot.
Great. Yeah. Well, speaking of keeping costs low, that's another thing where this is a long process, an idea that you all had some time ago and then took some time to get to the assembly, and you're still in the process of it. And I want to hear a little bit more about that, Joel, in a moment. But first, I want to talk to Barbara kind of about where we are currently, or where your group is currently. There's some fundraising happening. So tell us about that.
So first I want to say that for the last 2 years, we've been a steady presence at Farmers Market, have talked to a lot of people and shared our plan and the beautiful plat that Joel wrote up. So we've got a lot of community enthusiasm and support. We have a lot of people signed up, interested in actually we have about a third of the plots already sort of spoken for, which is really encouraging. And we haven't even broken ground yet, right? So, but right now we're doing a crowdfunding challenge drive through Seed Money, and Seed Money is an online nonprofit that funds public gardens. And we did this last year, and our drive was successful last year. So we've raised our goal this year to $2,500, up from $2,000, and we already have it started on November 15th. So we're still in the first week. We've already reached over half our goal, but we get an extra award from, from Seed Money for a strong start. So if people would like to donate, and they can go to our Sitka Community Gardens Facebook page, and the link to the donate page on Seed Money is there, they can help us actually get a further grant from Seed Money aside from the money that we're raising. So that's pretty exciting. And
that was successful last year,
and it
right?
was successful last year.
You got
we got the grant, and we got enough money last year to pay for the survey on the plot. And this year, we're going to use the money that we get. We're putting it toward an engineered drainage plan that we need to have before we can move forward.
So this money is imperative for the steps moving forward, and yes. So far the community has made it possible for each step. So last
yes.
year, people donated and donated heartily in the beginning. You got that mini grant, and mm-hmm. this year the hope is the same. It's opened on the 15th of November, so people can still do their donating now.
I think two more days for the first week. The amount of donations you get in the first week is pretty crucial, and I right. think we still have two more days. So go to our Facebook page and click the link. It'll be very helpful.
But then if people can't donate in the next couple of days, it's still open until
December 15th.
Great.
Yeah.
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 Okay. So people can go on there and donate. And you mentioned an engineer work on drainage, and that sort of brings me back to Joel. Where are we right now? You're thinking about an engineer. What steps are you in right now?
Well, the RFP that the city issued for a project at the top end of Jarvis Street, they called it a horticultural project. They didn't want to be too specific so that, you know, any number of entities could apply for the opportunity to develop a parcel of land. We were actually the only one who submitted a proposal. So, and our objective obviously is to build a community garden there. But the RFP contained certain terms and conditions that we felt that we wouldn't be able to meet. So we approached the city with some negotiating points, and they, you know, it's been a kind of a back and forth for the last month and a half or 2 months, and hopefully we'll in the next couple of weeks we'll arrive at a mutual agreement, and that would have to go back to the assembly for their review because the assembly agreed to the RFP terms, and because the terms that we are heading toward are somewhat different from the RFP terms, the assembly has to review them and go ahead and approve them before they authorize the planning department to go ahead and prepare an ordinance with the land lease contract, and then hopefully in January they'll get around to actually reviewing the final proposal in an ordinance form and voting on it. And it'll have to go through two assembly meetings in order for them to pass the ordinance. And then we're off running. At that time, you know, we're not going to obviously hire people to do anything. We had to hire somebody to do the survey work, but we're not going to hire any engineers or anything until we actually have the contract in hand. But we wanted to be ready to jump into action as soon as we get the contract in hand. So we've lined up an engineer who does this kind of work on, for drainage plans. He's actually a an old Sitka resident, Lucas Chambers. Maybe some folks in the listening audience know Lucas. He's in Juneau with an engineering firm called ProHNS, and we got a quote from him, and that's what we're shooting for, is trying to raise money with this crowdfunding effort to fund the engineering work as soon as the time comes.
So, yeah, Barbara, how can people get involved? There's giving to go to the Facebook page, but then people might also want to sign up for an email list. Well, how could they do that?
Yes, so email transitionsitka@gmail.com. And also, you can call either Joel or I. I'm at 738-3557.
And I'm at 747-9834.
Okay, great. And they could reach out to you, Barbara, also for signing up for one of those plots if they want to kind of say, I'm interested in being one of the people with a plot. And we're pretty much out of time. Was there any final?
I just wanted to say that we're also pursuing other grants. Once we have the contract in hand, we'll be able to really go for some big money, and we're going to need substantial money. But these little bits of money that we're getting now to help us step by step, the things that we can do is really, really welcome. And any way people can support us is great. And we thank everybody that has supported us so far.
That's great. Well, thank you, Barbara. I've been speaking with Barbara Bingham. She is the Community Garden Outreach Coordinator, and Joel Hansen, the Community Garden Project Lead. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.